Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Some people just have haunted lives. They really do. It's one thing after another. It's not something that can be outrun, outmoved, or really, you know, outthought. Sometimes it's a matter of, I think, maybe not necessarily a haunted life, but a level of sensitivity that others don't have, meaning you're picking up on the hauntings that are all around all of us. It's just some of these individuals can see it, sense it, feel it much better than everyone else can. In our next story, that's exactly what we hear about. Surprise, surprise. Someone who is leading one of these lives, sensitive to so many things, so many different places. It's an account of the experiences throughout their life, from being young and single to being married with children, and the spirits that follow. Take a listen. It seemed to begin in my teen years, when I was 15. I'm 33 now. I had an experience that I could not explain. One night on a school night, I went to bed and started getting scared because the posters in my room started making this fluttering noise as if there was wind being blown behind them. Not crazy wind, but subtle. I stayed there, scared stiff, until I said to myself, "I'm not staying in here." I went to lie down in the family room where my brothers were at, and they happened to be staying overnight that night. They were known to be pranksters, but there are no possible ways that they had anything to do with the posters. Besides, they were lying down to sleep, lights out. I told my brothers what happened, and they stayed up with me because I was scared and couldn't go to sleep. Later, one of my brothers saw a figure in the hallway right outside my bedroom door. I thought I saw it too. Did not get any sleep that night, and when morning came, I had to start getting ready for school. I had hamsters at the time. One was smaller than the other because I just got him, the little one, and the other one I had for a while. They were in a weird cage, kind of like something like a bird cage, but not. I had the hamsters separated in the middle of the cage, the little one on top and a bigger one on the bottom. It was separated by a wire floor, the same wire that the cage was built of. The gaps between the wire were probably about 1/4 inch or less apart from each other. There's a point as to why I'm explaining dimensions of the cage and the floor separating the two hamsters. When I went to feed them, the little hamster's head was missing. No blood, no skull to be found. The other hamster was fine. I thought he could have done it, but there was no way he could have pulled the hamster's skull through the wire floor. But I tried to rationalize it and started looking for the skull in the bottom part of the cage, and it was nowhere to be found. Another incident was when I was 19 years old and living in a different house. I started waking up occasionally between the hours of 2:30 and 3 in the morning and having the urge to look in a specific location, the location where the shadow person was standing. It started in the corner of the bedroom and then eventually it got closer. I moved again when I was 21 years old into an apartment, and one night I was awakened at the same time as usual by another shadow person. But this time it was right at the foot of the bed. I was sleeping in the middle of the bed because my daughter wanted to sleep with us that night. I said to the figure, thinking it was my husband, being half awake and only the moonlight showing through the blinds, "What are you doing?" Then I turned over to feel my husband right next to me. At this moment, I turned around and sat up, not afraid, and as soon as I did that, it darted off towards the bedroom door, disappearing halfway to the bedroom door. I jumped up, went out to see if someone was in the house, but there wasn't anything. A couple of nights later, around the same time in the AM, I was watching TV in our bedroom. I felt hot, so I went to turn the AC down. When I opened the door and turned on the hall light, I heard this song playing. "It's a Small World." I went towards the sound, baffled because we did not have that song in our house from any toy or anything. When I found the source of where it was coming from, I was really freaked out. Because about a year before that, I had bought a ceramic clown that was supposed to play music. What song, I don't know, because I bought it broken. It was a ceramic clown that I had the head that rocked back and forth, and there was a long ceramic piece that went in the top of the body, and it had a magnet at the end, which activated the mechanics inside for the song to play. It was battery operated, and because it was broken, I did not have batteries in it. I could not get it to stop playing. So I took the head out, and eventually, after a couple of minutes, it stopped. Another time, when I was staying the night at my boyfriend's house, I had just turned 26, and by the way, I'm divorced from my husband now. We were sleeping in the same bed. I was sleeping on my stomach as usual. I was woken up by something grabbing me under my arms, starting to lift me, which they did barely off the bed before I woke up. When I turned around, I saw this big black sheet-like looking thing hovering over the bed, more so above my boyfriend. When I started to wake up, my boyfriend, it disappeared. The next day, I didn't say anything because I thought this was the worst yet of all the experiences. So I was thinking maybe when I woke up, possibly I just saw things because I was half awake. Later that day, my boyfriend and I went outside to smoke a cigarette and mention what we saw. It was the same thing I saw. It really upset me. Now, I knew it was real and it was different than before, and it physically touched me. I started falling asleep with the TV on after that because I didn't want to sleep in the dark. And if I was in the same bed as someone, I didn't want to fall asleep last. The next incident happened not too long after this one. It usually happened once a year, but it started getting more frequent. My boyfriend stayed the night at my house and had to be at work the next morning. I stayed asleep that morning while he was at work and my daughter was at her dad's for the weekend. So I was by myself in the house. While I was sleeping, I heard something towards the bedroom door. I thought it was my boyfriend coming home because he got off at noon. I felt like a kneeling at the opposite end of the bed. And then it was like someone was crawling up the bed and then spooning me. But it didn't feel like a solid form, like a solid person. I opened my eyes, saw that it was only around 10 a.m. and realized that it probably wasn't my boyfriend. So I rolled over right into whatever was spooning me. And I went into a state of partial unconsciousness, or so it seemed. It felt like death, like I was dying, and I knew that it had to do with this being. Maybe I felt what it felt like, or what it itself was. I don't know if I felt what it went through or what, but it seemed like a long fight to shake off, which I finally did. One time, I was at a friend's house to stay over. The house they were renting was an old frame house that stood off the ground. It was early in the morning, around 2 or 3. We were in the kitchen making something to drink. I started cracking a tray of ice and I heard behind me something say, "Shh," in my ear, and I felt the breath on my neck. There were other times in that house I heard people in the back of the house talking, pretty much only a female voice. But when I went back there, it would stop. The dog would bark at the walls. I really felt threatened in that house, more so a bad feeling, a bad vibe. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Fast forward to the future and I'm 28 and married again and have a baby and a toddler. Nothing had happened in a while until one morning I was sitting on the couch facing the backyard, feeding my infant when I saw my older daughter's cat crossing the backyard. He'd been missing for a year by now. I jumped up and opened the sliding glass door and it had disappeared. I thought, could it have jumped over the privacy fence that quick? It was too far away from the fence, though, but I brushed it, just thinking maybe he did. He's only been seen once or twice since. Later that morning, my daughter and I were watching the TV series Angel before she went to school. I had to get up to change my toddler's diaper. When he was on the changing table, he looked towards the door of his bedroom and he was just staring towards my daughter's bedroom. So I turned and looked to see nobody. I turned back to my son on the changing table, but then he heard my daughter's TV get louder, like someone opening the door. And I turned only to see a silhouette of a female figure standing, which seemed like right in the room, a little past the door, but enough to cast a shadow from the ceiling light in the room. It stood there for merely seconds, and I thought maybe my daughter went into her room to do something, but forgot what she went in there for. Then the silhouette of this being walked in. So when I was done changing my son's diaper, he ran in there, and I went in after him to get him out before we got into her stuff. Preteens, lots of junk. There wasn't anyone in there. Baffled, I went into the living room and saw my daughter sitting in the same exact position as she was when I went out of the room. I asked her if she went to her room. She said no. I told her what happened, and she then proceeded to tell me what happened when she woke up to go to the bathroom at 6 a.m. She said she saw by the foyer what looked to be, well, me, which it wasn't, of course. When she looked back, it was gone. Later that morning, after my daughter went to school, I was sitting in the living room with my two dogs, my son and my infant daughter, and my husband was in our bedroom still sleeping. I heard our door shut. You know how after a while you know what each door sounds like? Our bedroom door didn't open and then shut because it was shut to keep the noise down so my husband could sleep. Me, my son, and my dogs looked towards the hallway waiting for my husband to appear because I thought he got up. All of us looking, he never appeared. I got up to see what it was, opened my bedroom door only to see my husband still sleeping and snoring loudly. I didn't know what to think of that crazy morning, but I've never felt threatened since. I've been in this house and with my husband. I very rarely see, hear, or feel anything anymore, and it may be because I'm so busy with my kids. I don't know, but I'm not complaining. Even when I do hear noises at night, I don't really think much of it, or maybe I'm too tired to pay it any attention. I've had other experiences in my life, but I've given you the strangest ones that I cannot explain. Another thing I'd like to mention is that everything I ever saw was black. And I've read and heard that black was bad. Shadow people, maybe. The ones that do not have enough energy to manifest themselves. Are they bad? I don't really think so. I don't really know, though. But I know that I felt threatened at times in the past. I've always wanted to share my experiences. I'm glad I have this podcast to do so.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.